Sweetest friends, we are continuing our study of the Benlo Shri, the great Sadik from Ranana, and this is the third shir in the same piece. And the previous shir, and I wasn't clear about this, so I want to clarify it, and then we'll take it from there. It says that there was a medrash, Bereishis Rabbah, 43:3, Rabbi Levi, the name of Reb Zimra, that the psios of Avraham Avinu were 3 milin. What does it mean, 3 milin? Mil is like 18 minutes, so 3 milin is 54 minutes. That's like a long time. How could it be that every step of Avraham was 3 mil? That's a lot. So the Rav explained, this is on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, that milin is from the word, from the Lashon of words. He says this is a great Kabbalistic interpretation, but milin tevos tvarim, and it's talking milin etzari lo yimalel. These words speak on a very high level. That every psia, that every step of Avraham Avinu took, he thought maybe this is the place God said Asher Areka, and he connected to that place and to the holy sparks that were there, and then leaving that place was like lech lecha me'artzecha u'miladecha. Those are the 3 mil. Shekol psio psia. This is on page Kufman. Shekol psio psia. Hayakoshel oli parid mimenu. Kmo me'aretzum lato me'beis aviv. Every step was hard for him to separate from, because he said every step he saw those holy sparks. So they were hard for him to separate. These are the 3 milin. These molad me'aretzum milato me'beis aviv. Not 3 meals, that amount of walking, the 54 minutes, but rather those three statements of Me'aretzecha, Me'aladecha, Me'beis Avicha, those 3 milin, those 3 things. So Avraham Avinu, because he, at every step that he took, he was like, wow, I found all these holy sparks here, how could I leave them? Achayo Shamar Lo Hashem, this is in the first column. But since Hashem told him, El Eretz Asher Rekat, the land that I will show you, Vizik Shein Zeretz HaMechuven Esmenu Yizbarach, and he felt that this is not what God intended, Alkein Vitar Alatana Garuchani Shehayelo Sham, therefore he forewent, he was able to forego the spiritual pleasure that he had there, Bat Sipi Olai Alabi Adulaz Misham Odni Tzotz Kedoshos, in the hope that he'd be able to lift from there. Other holy sparks, V'alech Misham Hol, and he went from there further. If Hashem would have said to him immediately, Eretz Canaan, lo yamakasher called psio psia, omemelo ayin yisayin gadol kol kach. Since Hashem didn't tell him where he was going, so he felt every step had value. Every step had value for him. So, if Hashem had said, go to Eretz Canaan, then the path that he was going on would have just been the means to the end. He wouldn't have seen the value in every step. But then Hashem said to him, the land I will show you, every step he took, he thought, oh, maybe this is it. And then he connected to that, he connected to the holy sparks that were there, and it was hard for him to leave it, like it was hard for him to leave his land and his birthplace and his father's house. And therefore the Nisayon was such a big Nisayon, because it was hard for him to separate from every step. But now every step is valuable for him. He sees those holy sparks. He doesn't want to leave it, so every step is a new Nisayon. And that's why Chazal say, Liten lo schar kol psio psia. They give him schar for every step. And it doesn't say schar psios. The schar psios ledvar mitzvah olam habaya magia lo gami ma yodeh leizet eretz tzarech leilech. That schar psios for a dvar mitzvah in the next world, he would have deserved reward in the next world for schar psios, even if he would have known where he was going. Like that Gemara in Sota we quoted. We quoted the Gemara in Sota that a woman was told by the Amora she gets schar psios by walking to the shul. So schar psios, you get reward for just walking to shul. But that's not what we're talking about over here. We're saying akol psio psia, every step. And that's even in Olam Hazeh, Shem Mamish b'chol psio psia, hisik tanik ruchne me'alos nitzotus kedoshus. He was getting schar for every step in this world because he had this great spiritual pleasure of elevating the holy sparks. Shalzem razal schar mitzvah mitzvah. Dainu b'olam hazeh me'ein tainu g'olam haba. Ki yodeh yaduh liyodeh chen azochem lezeh. That the schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. In other words, in olam hazeh, if you do a mitzvah, the schar is that you get mitzvah, you get the pleasure of olam haba right here in olam hazeh. As is known to the great Mekubalim, V'yiratzen she'echol kenu imayim. It should be God's will that our portion should be among them. V'zeh lo hayelo efsher imayim agalo aretz miyad. That wouldn't have been possible if Hashem would have told him immediately. Because then he wouldn't have seen the value in every step. Every step, he saw those nitzotzos. That was his job. He didn't know where he was going. So every step was potentially that place that God was going to show him. So he elevated the sparks and he had tremendous pleasure from that.
But
now that Hashem didn't show him the land he wanted him to go to, he had to take sure every step. Maybe this is the land. And Mameli, he was metakein, everything he was able to be metakein. Ad she'al yodo zeh, ayde zeh niskashir baratzo melato ve'akoshel ali parid. And he really connected. It was hard for him to separate from every step. Just like we see that when somebody has a guy spiritual wealth, it's hard for him to leave. A person has a beautiful mansion wherever he lives. He doesn't want to leave his mansion. He doesn't want to move his home because he likes it there. So Avraham Avinu found great spiritual pleasure in every step. It was hard for him to separate. Kol shekein ava b'tanugim, certainly ava b'tanugim, m'sharid ala v'chacham mikol adam. That the wisest of all men said, imite nishas kol hain beis v'ava bozi avuzulo. Somebody gives all the fortune of his house with the love that a person loves God, he'll be despised. Like, you can't compare love anything to love of God. It was hard for Avraham Avinu to separate from every step. Just like it was hard for him to separate from his land, from his birthplace, from the house of his father. Let's go back to where we were discussing. According to this, so the great Nisayan of Avraham Avinu was when he saw a godel rochush haruchni sheimasik b'darko zeh, uroba misanusa lochoshev shishi kol zeh b'kedushas avodas v'kim lachshoras v'kedushas hamakom. He had this great spiritual rochush properties, this great spiritual property that he inherited, and in his great humility, he didn't think that he earned it in the kedusha of his avoda, but rather, it's because the place was holy. So now Avraham Avinu was liable to be thinking about his own personal interests. Because if only on the way he got such great spiritual gains, imagine what he's going to get when he gets to Eretz Yisrael. And a holy person like Avraham Avinu, that's a personal interest. When he's getting it from, when he's reaching high madregas and ruchnias, that's a pnia. And that's lahanascha letovascha. And that already is his pleasure. And the pasuk says that he went kasher diber elav Hashem, that is, God told him to go. Meaning he wasn't thinking about any of his benefit. Diber is lashon kashos. This is God's decree, and I'm not interested in getting my reward. He wasn't interested in the physical reward, he wasn't interested in the spiritual reward. So we saw before that the Hashem didn't reveal to him where the land was originally. So we saw in a previous year there was a special nisayon here for Avraham Avinu, because God promised him all these riches if he goes. He didn't want to tell him where he's going. He just wanted to tell him that you're going to get rich. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a beautiful land. And now Avraham Avinu's test was that he has to be thinking that I'm doing this only for Hashem. And that's a big test. So just to listen to Hashem when he tells you to do what you have to do, so that's one thing. But to listen to Hashem when he's offering you such great reward, he's saying, you just go and you're going to have a lot of hana. It's going to be chaviv. You're going to have children, you're going to have wealth. So Avraham Avinu was liable to be doing it for those reasons. So that makes the test greater. And also to give him schar in every psiya, because he didn't know where he was going. And since he didn't know where he was going, so every step he takes, he thinks, oh, maybe this is it. This is where Hashem wants me to be. And then he really connects to it, and it's hard to leave that spot because he picked up the nitzotzos. Hashem tells him, he doesn't reveal to him exactly where he's going, and he's thinking to himself, wow, this must be a very special place, and yet he's still not thinking about himself, he's only thinking about Hashem. That's a tremendous nisayon. So he has the nisayon of not knowing where he's going, but just being offered great things, and yet he's still doing it only for Hashem. And he has the nisayon of kol psiyo psi, he doesn't know where he's going, and therefore he thinks every step can be that spot. That's where Hashem wants him to be. And yet he leaves that spot even though it's difficult for him, gathers up the nitzotzos, because that's the will of Hashem.
So
now we understand. It says, Hashem set Avram Loshan Amira. Amira speaking softly, like it says, speak to the Beis Yaakov, speak to the women. Women, you have to speak gently. You want to have a good relationship with your wife? Speak sweetly to her. Kosomar le Beis Yaakov, Amira. And then later on it says that he did as Hashem diber elav. So Hashem first spoke to him sweetly. L'hanascha, it's going to be for your pleasure. But Avraham Avinu wasn't thinking about that. He just said, kasher diber elav Hashem. As God spoke to him, lashon kasher. That he just wanted to do it because it's the right thing to do. He wasn't thinking about his benefit.
Okay, so like I said in Parashas Lech Lecha,
the tzaddik has lots and lots of Torah, so hopefully we'll be zocha to learn a lot more from him and in the coming parashios, and we should just have life and simcha and go b'derecha avos. Amen, amen, shalom, shalom.